Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Buyers, small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's just you and me the rest of the hour. I've got, I need to catch you up on my 2008 predictions. You know, for the last several years, I guess this is my seventh year, maybe eighth year, I've forgotten. I've been predicting what I thought was going to happen in the coming year. And so what I've done though, and what a lot of people haven't done who do predictions, is I actually come back at the end of the year and I review what I predicted. I put myself right out there on the spot, right? And I say, okay, this is what I said was going to happen a year ago, and here's what actually happened, and I give myself a score. Now, and so I'm doing that right now. I'm reviewing the 2008 predictions. Next week, I think Monday, I'm going to be giving you my 2009 predictions. And I will tell you that up until this year, I've been batting about 720. That's pretty darn good, right? 300 will get you in the Hall of Fame. I've been batting better than 7 out of 10 correct in my predictions, and I usually do about anywhere from 12 to 16 or so predictions a year. This year is not going to be pretty. This actually, and I was afraid of that. If you remember, at the beginning of the year, I told you that we were going to be living the Chinese curse. May you live in interesting times. I looked at the political landscape. I looked at the economic landscape, and I could see. I didn't know. I'm not going to say that I saw how bad it was going to get. I didn't at all. And you'll see that in my predictions and the results in a minute. But I could see that 2008 was shaping up to be a year like none other. And that particular attitude, that particular perspective and prediction actually came to pass. So here's my first prediction from 2008. If there is a recession, it began in the fourth quarter of 07 and will likely be over by the end of the first quarter of 08. Now, think about that, folks. People were saying as late as September that we didn't have a recession at all. And I actually said that I thought that there was a possibility that we were in one in 07, in the fourth quarter of 07, and didn't know it. I said, and I actually said, we may be in one right now, we won't even know about it until we're out of it. So, and then I said, but it would be over by the end of the fourth quarter. So I'm, for scoring purposes, I'm saying that I got the first half and I missed the second half. So that's plus one, minus one. And so I was, you know, the part about fourth quarter 07, most people didn't get that. I did. But the other part, the part about how long this thing would hang on, the fact that it started in 07 and was still going on at the end of 08, I didn't get that part at all. I did not see that at all. Now, here's the next prediction. The economy will absorb the credit meltdown. I could see the credit meltdown happening. We'd already seen a lot of it. And I said that it would absorb the credit meltdown, I should say, through the end of June, through quarter two of 08. But then I said that it would be followed by a second half GDP growth of at least 3%. Well, you know what? I did pretty well until September. I was doing okay on that because third quarter, part of the third quarter, or was it second quarter? Sometime in the summer, the economy actually hung in there. It actually did pretty well. But I'm going to have to take a minus one on this one because the economy did not absorb the credit meltdown well at all. And it really got ugly in the third quarter and also in the fourth quarter. And, of course, we now know that, technically speaking, the economy's been in a recession since the fourth quarter of 07 and is going to end the year. It looks like it's going to end the year in a technical recession. If we're just talking about, you know, the technicality of it, that's what's going to happen. So that's a minus one for me. I missed that one. I told you this wasn't going to be pretty. Next prediction. The U.S. economy will continue to produce new jobs, but the annual number will be below 1 million. Well, I was kind of right on that. In fact, in some ways, I could say that I was right, because it did continue to produce new jobs, and the number was below 1 million. But I took a negative one on this one. I took a hit on this one because it was a lot worse than I saw. And so I said that prediction was a miss. I'll take a quick break, 20 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. More predictions after these messages. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging around with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and that's where you can find all the things that we do here. And also, you can find our knowledge base there, askjim.biz. Our knowledge base is right there. You can check it out or go to askjim.biz, and also my blog, which is jimsblog.biz. But all of those things, everything that we do can be found right there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll go there and check it out. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And I think you'll like it. It comes every week by email on Sunday afternoon. It's just you and me, folks. I'm talking about my 2008 predictions. And I'm the guy who not only makes predictions, but I come back and I you know, go over what I said and report what happened and give myself a score. And so that's what I'm doing right now. Here's the next prediction that I made for 2008. Finding qualified people will continue to be the single greatest challenge of small business owners. If you remember, and if you're like a lot of small business owners, this is something that we reported with people who did small business polls, especially Dr. Bill Dunkelberg with the NFIB. And this is what was on the people's minds, is that they, even though there were people who wanted to work, people who would respond to an application request, but finding the qualified people was a real problem. They were there at one point in time, as recent as a year or so ago, there may have been 2 million jobs going wanting in America because we couldn't find qualified people. So I predicted that would continue to be a challenge. And guess what? It actually was for a while. But I'm going to have to take a hit on this one, because even though that problem didn't go away, the real overall news, the real overall concern, the overarching, bad news on the minds and the thing that worries small business owners during 08 was the economy. Not hiring good people. And that kind of flipped over about mid-year. And so I'm taking a minus one on that one. As I said, this is not pretty. This is getting ugly. Here, next prediction. The core inflation rate, and that's everything, basket of goods minus food and energy. The core inflation rate will average no more than 3%. Now, the reason I made that prediction was because I thought the bubble for wasn't going to be that bad, and I thought that it wasn't going to go up. I actually thought that the commodity prices were in a bubble. I thought they were going to come down. I believed that they would come down. I didn't know how far they would come down. I didn't know the bubble would burst, but I believed that there was a bubble. And I got this one right, because as you know, by the end of the year, for most of the year, core inflation was a non-issue. And in fact, we're heading into a period right now at this moment where some people are concerned about the possibility of at least a short period of time where we could have deflation. So I'm taking that one. That's a plus one. All right, next, the next prediction. The Fed will ease interest rates to no lower than 3% Fed funds rate at year end. Well, as you may know, the Fed funds rate is the rate that the Fed loans to banks overnight for deposits. And short term, one, you know, just overnight. And that rate, 3%, let's say that the Fed funds rate is 3%, prime rate is 3% above that. So if the Fed funds rate is 3%, prime rate is 6%. That's the money that banks lend to their best customers, which typically are not small business owners. We usually pay more than that. But I believe that the Fed funds wouldn't go lower than that, because even though I predicted inflation wasn't going to be very high, I believe that the Fed would be more concerned about inflation than they were. And that they would actually resist going below 3%, because see, what got us into the problem, part of the reason we got into the problems we're in right now is because the Fed made the interest rates too low for too long. And that put up too much money into the money supply, into the economy. And so I didn't think they'd make that same mistake. Well, what I didn't predict, though, was the meltdown of the third and fourth quarter in the economy, and Wall Street collapsing, the credit market collapsing. I didn't predict that. I didn't see that coming. And in reaction to that, as we now know, the Fed actually lowered rates to virtually zero, which is unprecedented in U.S. history. And so I got a minus one on that one. I missed that one. Here's another prediction. The global credit crisis will not result in less credit available to small businesses. Well, in fact, small businesses fared the best in the credit crisis, since most small businesses do business with independent community banks, and those banks typically were not involved in the credit in the toxic assets of the subprime mortgages. And so I felt that they would still be all right. And the truth is, that's exactly what happened. Small businesses have still able, if they did business with an independent community bank, small businesses could still, if you had a good record, if you had a relationship, if you had good credit, you could get the money. But if you didn't have those things, you couldn't get the money. I took a plus one on that one. I said I got that one. But we got a few more predictions after these messages. Some I got and some I didn't get. And then I'll tell you we'll total up my score at the end of the hour. It's almost 10 till, I should say. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back. And the land is dark. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm talking about my predictions that I made for 2008 and what actually happened. How did I do? Here's my next prediction that I made for 2008. Oil prices will average above $85 a barrel. Well, as you know, you might have thought, well, you know, that was an easy prediction, but look where they wound up. I mean, as of right now, they're probably somewhere around $40 a barrel. It's been down below that. The oil prices have dropped over $100 a barrel in the last 4 months, 3 months actually, probably. But still, I went back and I looked it up. The average for taking monthly averages, the average for the year was $104. How about that? Did you realize that? $104 a barrel for oil in 2008. I said it would be above 85, so I got that one. That's a plus one. But I was hoping I'd miss that one. You know, sometimes I make these predictions, folks. I hope I'm wrong. Nationally, next prediction. Nationally, housing sales and prices will stabilize and trend upward by year end. Reality? Yikes. What really happened? Well, you know what happened. I don't know what I was thinking there, but housing prices did not stabilize and trend upward. They trended downward, and they're still trending downward. Hopefully, we'll find a floor on that in 2009 somewhere. Next prediction. There will not be a national mortgage foreclosure crisis. Well, what really happened is that in 2008, the crisis was not in mortgage foreclosures, but in the perception of the value of the mortgage-backed securities, not the foreclosures. The meltdown on Wall Street, folks, the meltdown in the credit industry was not about real foreclosures. It was about the way people felt about the securities that those mortgages were made up of. So it wasn't a foreclosure crisis. It was a perception crisis of those securities. And so I'm taking that one. I'm afraid in 2009, though, that's going to change. I think that prediction, that I would have missed that if I made that. I would miss that if I made that prediction in 2009, because I think there will be a national foreclosure problem in 2009. I don't want to give my 2009 predictions away, though. Prediction, new one: Iraq will stabilize and be a non-issue in the 08 election, presidential election. Well, did you hear anybody talk about Iraq in the 08 election? No, they didn't. You know why? Because the news was too good. Because the surge worked. Because Iraqis were becoming, having a nationalist attitude. It's not perfect. There's a lot of problems still over there. But they didn't want to bring up good news. The election folks, the campaigns, didn't want to bring up the good news. And so, in my opinion, it was a non-issue in the election itself. And now, underlying, you could say that it was an underlying issue because it probably, you know, contributed negatively to the Republicans. But overall, it was a non-issue in the debate. And you can thank the American military and the Iraqi nationalists for that. That's a plus one. Prediction: Russia will be the foreign policy issue. Well, guess what? They invaded Georgia and cozied up to Chavez. Putin became nostalgic for the Cold War and started rattling sabers and making a lot of noises. And basically, even though he had to resign, had to step out as a president, he came back in as prime minister, basically still pulling the strings over there. So I took a plus one on that one. I felt that it was the issue. And it'll be part of the issue for 09, too, I think. Prediction. New prediction: Mike Huckabee will be somewhere on the 08 Republican national ticket. I thought he would at least be, if not the president, the vice president. Well, let me tell you something, folks. Even John McCain didn't know who Sarah Palin was January 1st, 2008. So I'm taking a minus one on that one, but you know, I don't feel too bad about that one. I actually still think that was a pretty good prediction. It just didn't come to pass. I can't help that. And here's the next prediction, the last prediction. New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson will be the 2008 Democrat vice presidential nominee. Well, see, I thought Hillary was going to win. I couldn't predict it, but I thought she would. And I thought he would, he being a governor of a state that she needed, and with his experience, foreign policy experience, and his global experience, he's got a great resume. I thought he would be the nominee of choice, a good Hispanic and everything. I thought that was a good choice. So that didn't turn out. My prediction didn't turn out. But he did wind up on Obama's cabinet. So I ought to get credit for that, shouldn't I? But I guess not. So that's a minus one. So I turned out, folks, I was 7 for 15. That's not up to my 72% standards of the past 7 years. 7 for 15. I told you it was going to be ugly. But in my 2009 predictions, which I'm going to do next week, I actually hope that most of my predictions are going to be wrong for 2009. I'll let you think about that for a few days. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and as you know, this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.